Charlotte Lewis and Sam Irving both worked in the theatre and the arts before lockdown. During lockdown, they realised they were missing different elements of the outdoors and began working together on a series of podcasts, Distance Makes the Heart Grow Fonder. Here's Charlotte.
This project actually came out of another idea that we were going to develop about surfers in South Wales and possibly look at whether other people had the same experiences and the same connection with nature and all that sort of thing. And then obviously we went into lockdown, as it says in the podcast, part one and the sequel. I live right by the beach. I'm really lucky, but Sam is a surfer and lives away from the beach. So he was suddenly cut off. So I started to record my swims just audio wise in the waterproof pocket that my phone could go into and go in the sea. And I sort of sent it as a like, wish you were here. And I've been recording bits and bobs when I was traveling and things like that, and just started to really think about the power of audio, because personally I think it's an amazing way to bring some imagination to whatever you're listening to, because you're in charge of the scenery. And as a theatre director, I thought that was really interesting. So we started playing with this idea of like whether we could turn that into a bit of a love letter for the outdoors during this time, really, because we both felt that's what we needed. And then it just has evolved over the year. We obviously had some funding to play with it, and we've made a really lovely piece of work where a lot of people feel similarly in this situation. And as we were kind of coming up with the initial grant request, we actually thought about people who were low vision, partially sighted. My dad lost his peripheral vision after a stroke, and he's not uber confident to go to some of these environments. And so I was even thinking about that, and I was like, gosh, yeah, as much as this is for the adventurer who's been cut off, it might actually launch us into a world where people don't have access to this normally, or at least access with complete bodily freedom, where they feel like, oh gosh, there's no variables, I can really let go and kind of stay calm. And I'm a meditator. Sam finds it very meditative to be out on the sea. So I think that's naturally come through as well, that we're both looking for that state of calm in this turbulent time.
In a world packed full of tantalizing distraction, the ebb and flow of the sea can feel far too simple. Calm isn't always cool, but there, in plain sight, has always been the saving grace. The in and the out of those giant set of lungs, the most sound piece of advice any friend can give. Breathe.
I'm Sam Irving. I'm usually a documentary filmmaker, and spending this amount of time away from the sea has been really weird for me. I usually surf. I'm usually in the sea at least every couple of weeks. And this last year has been the longest I've had to spend away from the ocean. And it kind of affected me in a really much more fundamental way than I expected. And like that sort of longing really came through so quickly and is still going. And the stuff from Charlotte was really lovely. Like, we were kind of talking about that, and Charlotte started sending me these audio recordings of wild swimming and of Langland Bay. And I was playing about with 3D sound design and trying to recreate that environment as best I could in audio, and felt like it really was giving me a proper taster. It was giving me something akin to being at the coast.
We've been able to do this project pretty much, I'd say 99% of it has been remotely. That's a whole new kettle of fish. So it's nice that, you know, the people who we've featured on the podcast did feel comfortable, did feel like they could open up and share lots of their experiences and stuff. So it's been more prevalent than ever that we have been bombarded with bad news and the idea of bad people. And, you know, that sensational story always really sells. And actually, I think both of us were quite hungry to play with that idea and go, actually, people are good and a lot of people are good. With this podcast, you get the space to sit and listen and really take in their message. And I think we've been fed so much poor news or bleak news so far that it feels a little bit refreshing to go, actually, let's give these people the mic who are gleaning these amazing philosophies about the world from this time, or, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. We really do snatch and grab any opportunity that we can to put it together. Sam's much more in the technical aspect of the sound design, and I'm the grabbing together of communities and people to speak to and the production and the marketing and all that sort of thing.
Each episode's kind of split into three chapters. So the first part, we approached an artist. The second chapter is gathered interviews and conversations. And the idea was to really just talk to loads of people who were feeling like we were feeling and were missing the outdoors and had discovered new places and all of that. And then the final section of each of the podcasts is a soundscape. And we used the original recordings of Langland Bay that Charlotte sent me in April of lockdown 1.0.
It's coming up that it's our really bleak anniversary. We never thought we would still be here.
So episode 3 is the final of our trilogy, which is about mountains. And I still haven't been back to a mountain since last March. It's maybe coming on more than a year since I last saw a mountain. So yeah, mountains is going to be a big one, I think. We've got some lovely spoken word poetry from Frank Thomas, a poet in Cardiff, who's written about dreaming of the mountains while he's making a cup of tea and the steam from his kettle reminding him of the wind on top of Penavan. And it's really beautiful. I can't wait to share it with everybody. It's going to be awesome.
If anybody wants to listen to the podcasts, Reverse Coasts and then Soon to Be Mountains, where should they go, Charlotte?
The easiest way is if they just search Distance Makes the Heart Grow Fonder on any podcasting site that they normally use. And it's also available from a website called Syncify. So if people like to listen and share the conversation with other people, Syncify is where they can go to listen to it in real time with another person. So no matter where they are in the world, they can listen with someone else. So if you do feel like you're really separated from someone, you can download that app and then respond in real time to what's going on. So hopefully there'll be quite a nice sociable element as you're transported to these landscapes.
Charlotte Lewis and Sam Irving, makers of the podcast Distance Makes the Heart Grow Fonder, which will transport you to rivers, the coast and mountains from wherever you may be. To listen to the podcasts in full, search Distance Makes the Heart Grow Fonder from wherever you access your podcasts.